In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Fear of the unknown. In the spring of 2020, our world turned upside down by an unseen enemy. Our lives were changed by a virus we little understood and could not see. We had no cure, and many face it with a sense of terror and dread. Sickness increased, hospitals overflowed, shortages abounded, deaths mounted. The world seemed under siege. Months passed, a year passed. What would come next? Does it ever end? Or do we just wait for the next variant? Fear of the unknown. Joseph lived with his own fear of the unknown. In our current culture, it may not seem a big deal, but for him, the dilemma was serious. He was betrothed to a lovely young woman named Mary, legally married in a union yet to be consummated. It would be about a year before the final celebration, but their marriage was real and binding. Joseph surely dreamed of a wonderful life with his new wife and possibly even a large family supported by a thriving carpentry business. But all these dreams seemed in serious question when Mary was suddenly found to be with child, as verse 18 says. She was pregnant, and Joseph knew he wasn't the father. Obviously, someone else was. But what should he do? A future with Mary was now filled with social complications. He could continue with the marriage, but it was not so simple anymore. The Old Testament law called for an adulterous woman to be stoned if her guilt was confirmed. This was unthinkable for the woman he loved. He couldn't go there. An option within the law allowed another solution, as verse 19 says, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put Mary to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. A quiet divorce. The shame could be avoided, as well as the punishment for unfaithfulness. He loved her and did not wish any of this hardship upon her. As Joseph considered all this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, a special divine messenger from heaven, and a very needed too. The first words from the angel reveal that Joseph's struggle involved more than just hesitation and concern. The angel said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife." Joseph was struggling with fear. The word in the original language can carry the idea of a moment of panic or even terror. And it was a terror and fear of the unknown. Fear of going through with the marriage despite the unknown of Mary's pregnancy, and the unknown of the consequences of breaking the holy law of God. If word got out that Mary was pregnant before the actual ceremony and celebration, the whole community would know and she would be judged as an adulteress. Joseph's friends and neighbors would probably expect and pressure him to divorce Mary and possibly even carry through on the rest of the law's punishments. And what about his reputation as a responsible businessman of Nazareth? He couldn't know how this would all play out. He probably even had more painful personal questions he wished could be answered. Why had she done it? Who was the guy? How would she make out alone? Well, with a child to raise. Would he ever be able to trust someone again? One can imagine such things keeping Joseph up at night. A heavy burden of worry when he should have been excited about the future, eagerly planning and preparing the home that he and Mary could have had together. Fear is a true enemy of hope. It robs us of the assurance that God is in control, that God has a plan, and that even the darkness of the present might yet become the light of a better day. But God's solution to Joseph's fear was not just the assurance that all things might work out in the end. He must have been surprised by the amazing promise he heard from the angel. Please read with me. Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Mary was not just pregnant. The child in her womb was conceived by the Holy Spirit. God was his father. And the name he was instructed to give this new child may seem ordinary in one way. It was a relatively common male name for Hebrews. And yet, on the other hand, this name revealed something incredible and world-changing. Joseph was to name this child Jesus, which means Yahweh saves. God saves. For as the angel declared, he will save his people from their sins. Here Joseph was concerned about his immediate personal circumstances, his reputation, Mary's welfare, his own questions. And God was planning something much greater. He was planning to deliver mankind from sin itself and thus from death in even hell. What fear could be worse than fear of death itself? If hope could survive death, it could survive anything. And even this was not the end of the message from heaven. There was another name. Please read with me. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. This is just as the prophet Isaiah had declared. In the darkness of fear, we often feel alone and isolated, even forgotten. Yet this baby in Mary's womb would be God's very tangible and visible presence among his people. Joseph was not alone in his concerns. He was not left to work this out by himself. God was with him. God would strengthen him and guide him and protect him each step of the way. There was a lot of change in Joseph's life and so many unknowns in the future. So how could he possibly have any real hope for tomorrow when he hardly knew what tomorrow would bring? God was with him. Emmanuel. That little one Joseph was called to watch over would be the true promise for all mankind. The one who by his future death on the cross would be the deliverer from sin, death, and the very power of evil. Joseph had everything, even when at times he felt as if he had so little. Late into the pandemic, our world tried to reemerge and find its footing. It's still trying. The economy is still struggling, and violence and terror continue to happen in our cities. Our communities have become polarized in hateful rage. It's hard not to worry about what tomorrow might bring, whether we are up to the challenges just around the corner. The world around us changes faster than we can understand and adjust. We worry for our children and their future in this broken world. We worry for our own futures as we age. Fear brings terror and strikes our hopes to the ground. And then we hear again, God's own messenger, straight from the very throne room of heaven itself. The angel now turns to us. The one born of Mary is Yahweh saves. Yahweh saves. This one delivered you from your sins and your certain death. You do not have to fear. This one born of Mary is Emmanuel, God with us. And he is with you too. You do not have to fear. And so you can hope again. Hope not just for this fleeting moment, for tomorrow or for today, but for tomorrow, for next year, for all eternity. Your hope is grounded in God's promised presence, sent to save us and be there for us. As Paul declares to the Romans in chapter 8, no one can stand against us if God is for us. No one can frustrate God's plans, and no one can separate us from God's presence. Not things terrorizing us in the moment or fears of what is to come. Nothing. In all of the created order, nothing. For the one born of Mary is the deliverer from sin, Emmanuel, God with us. And with that, we do have hope. We have hope. And the angel's message of hope to Joseph, in the midst of his fear, gives us hope. As we fear our unknowns. The angel's message of hope to Joseph in the midst of his fear gives us hope as we fear our unknowns. And this is a hope that cannot be disappointed. This is a hope grounded in God's assuring promise. This is a hope that survives time itself. This is an eternal hope because of Jesus. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.